Okay, what else?
Was there a watchman at night to stay awake?
Yeah.
Well, then, if he was awake all night...
No, not during the training period. Later, yeah.
But if there was a watchman awake all night, then he would have to walk all day too?
Yeah.
And then wash again all night?
Yeah. But then there will be turns. There are 22 people. One of them will be there. That's nothing. That is simple. Most exhausting is our day-to-day routine work. When we get out of the limitations of the routine, it's freedom. It's relaxation. Try once for at least a month. If that allows you. How did you hear of New Life? Who told you?
I heard just when we went over to my father's room.
Yeah.
I wondered, I had asked what was in his mind when he decided to do that. And I guess nobody really knows that.
You want to hear again all that? Okay. No. He has given us, he has revealed to us things, all that happened, you see, he has also given us something to hold on to. It's not just vague. In the beginning, when we set out a new life, we were like, we, at least for myself, I can say that I can very boldly say and honestly say that I exercised my freedom in order to remain as a slave. You follow?
Mm-hmm.
It's my freedom that I exercise and I remain a slave. So, whatever he tells me, whatever he wants it done, well, I'm there to carry it out. A slave has no question of why, wherefore and all that. He doesn't even get a thought to ask such a thing. So that's how it is. So when he said that, come for new life, well, we are there for new life. And we got to go for new life, yes. And help, life of helplessness, yeah. Mm-hmm. All would shake their heads, you see, without knowing what it meant. You follow?
Mm-hmm.
It's so true. Nobody knows. After he dropped his body, there came a lady, you see, from the Western countries. And we were talking and chatting and exchanging information and stories and all that. So I asked her, well, have you no other story? Tell us something. Share with her something. So she tells me this story. Wherein, of course, this was told some days back. I think last week I told you the story. So those who feel bored, you can go away from me. I'm talking only to Juliet here. So what happened is this, that she tells me the story that Eresh, in the early years, when Baba came to us, left India and came, you saw this dress I told you this morning, that he's going there for the first time, to England. He goes there, and he, as he has said, that I come for all, but I am for the few. So the few, handful of them, hardly a dozen of them were there, and somehow or other, they felt so at home with him, and the recognition was there spontaneous, that they accepted him, not knowing who he is, but they followed him, they were with him, yeah. And they lived with him, they spent some days, 2 weeks with him, and then he left, giving them a promise that he'll come again. The days were like in heaven. So when he parted, it was a very sad parting, she says. When he parted, then we realized, oh, we should have told our close ones, kith and kin, the acquaintances, the friends and all that, what glorious days we passed with whom. So they said, so they were angry on them. Why didn't you call us? Why didn't you tell us? Why didn't you exchange these news? And also, so this is next time we'll come. So they wrote a letter saying to Baba, Baba, there are many people who want to know of you and come in contact. So Baba sent a message saying that it's my order that you should not let out my name to anybody. When the time comes, I'll let you know. so it was accepted by them. He went again. Again the same thing happened. This time the friends became estranged. Kith and kin said that, well, we don't seem to belong to you. That seemed so. That he came again and you never told us again. And so forth. So they wrote a very pathetic letter to Baba and saying that it's impossible now to live in the society like that. So Baba then sent him a letter saying that when I am coming next, third time, there will be a day when you can bring your friends, kith and kin and all that. Only one day. So this is the story of the day. So the day is fixed. Let us cut the story short. The day is there, the hall is engaged and people are being brought there. Suppose you were with Baba, he was with Baba, he was with Baba, here she is there. So they bring hand in hand and they bring here Baba, my sister, my cousin, my father, my mother, my wife. So they don't know what to say. They didn't have heard the name. So at that time they introduce themselves by shaking hands. Give me your hand. How do you do, Mr. Mehak Baba? Mr. Mehak Baba, I'm happy to see you. Mr. Mehak Baba then says to Jaja, I'm happy to see you. That's how the introduction took place, Mr. Mehak Baba. And that's how it is, the first in the public. In that crowd, there came, the lady is telling the story by the way, a young girl, not escorted by anybody. Nobody to introduce her. She does not know why she has come and all that. All of a sudden, she turns towards Baba then, finding him there in the corner. So she is stunned. She falls on her knees and starts crying loudly at him, seeing him. Baba takes her head and puts it on his knee and soothes her, comforts her and all that. Some time passes by. Her crying comes to a sobbing, and then sobbing is slowed down, and there is quiet. So Baba lifts her head up and looks at her and says, through gestures, the interpreter is there, says, what's the matter? What's ailing you? You are so young and so beautiful and so healthy and all that. Why are you so miserable? So she says to Baba, again she bursts out crying and says, I know that I am young, I know that I am beautiful, I know that I am healthy, I know that I am very wealthy, and yet there is no other way, I am so miserable, no other way except to commit suicide. So Baba looks as if that, but what stops you from committing suicide then? Commit suicide, saying that he took her head and put it on his feet, down there. He bent down. So commit suicide now if you want to commit suicide. What stops you from doing it? And then there's crying and then sobbing quietly. After some time, Baba lifts her up and says, there you are. You have committed suicide. You are no more yourself. Now you begin to live the new life. A life to love me and to remember me. You are no more your old self now. Begin to live the new life. Sit down, go and sit there. So Baba makes us sit in the hall, inside the hall. When I heard this story, I could hear a bell ringing. Oh, that's the meaning of the new life, eh? You follow? Yeah. So now listen now what happens further. After Baba passed away, we came to realize what, at least I came to be aware of what new life is meant for. So then Baba makes us sit down there. And of course again, how do you do, Mr. Mehak Baba? How do you do, and this and that, and I'm happy to see you. And all this goes on and on and on. The audience is being brought inside and taken outside and all that, escorted outside. Some time passes by and Baba calls her and says, embraces her and says, remember, this is your new life now. Live the life to love me and remember me and keep happy. Go. So she goes happily. When she goes, Baba tells the people to stop from entering. And those who are seated there, he addresses them and says, did you notice what happened here just now, Baba? Through the interpreter, of course, Baba says. See how she committed the suicide? I want each one of you to commit suicide the way she has committed. That is the suicide of the brain. People in the world commit suicide. suicide of the coward. They shoot the bullet to the temple, they put their neck in the noose, they jump off the cliff. That's not suicide. This is the suicide. Commit the suicide the way she did it, to begin to live the new life, to love me and to remember, and that will be your life. That's all. So that's the meaning of new life. Each one has to live the new life. Baba said that even if there is none to live the new life on its own will be there for anybody at any time to live that life. That's the meaning. Then came a girl. You want to continue? Then?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Okay.
Okay. Are you following Adair? Can you hear my voice?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, I'm relating to all of it.
Okay. Then came a day when Baba passed away, had passed away, and then people are coming and people are going, and we don't know who comes and who goes. They all come in his name. And just now Aloba announced, you see, beware and this and that. I have nothing to say about being beware or anything. So I accept everybody because thinking that each one is the lover of the Lord. But he gives a practical advice, which I'm unaware about it all. But what he says is right. We cannot ignore what he has said. We have to take great care. But to us it appears, who are here? Do I know you all? Why, yes, I say, oh, you have come for Baba. Good, Jai Baba. And we embrace and we are one family. You follow?
Mm-hmm.
Within an instant we are one family. That is his miracle, his grace. Unbeknown to you who I am, and unbeknown to me who you are. But because he is the common factor, he brings us all together at one place. Okay. So likewise the pilgrims are coming and going and this and that, everything is fine. In the crowd one day was a girl, and she was here, very happy, very enthusiastic, wanting to know every little thing about Baba. And she asked this and she asked that and this. And of course, we never spared ourselves. We gave everything. Whatever we want to share, we'll share it. Whatever questions were asked, without hesitation, we'll try to, with open heart, tell them. Anything to do with Baba, of course, it's yours, not mine alone. I have no monopoly over it. So we shared. She was here for 3 weeks. Last day, she gets up. And we are saying, Jai Baba and all that, and farewell, remember him, love him, eh? Her name was Jane. And so she left. Hold him tight, hold him close, hold him high, and like that the farewell is there. So she goes. Well, at that time there were no bus services or anything of sort. At the time he was not a rich man to hold a bus service for us. We had to just sit, you see, in this ST bus, you know. We had to stop the buses and cry for it and just jump on the buses and all. You know, the state transport buses at the corner there, we had to all go walking and all that. All this was there in the early years. So what happened is this, that Jane has left, and she was a good company to us. Very enthusiastic, vivacious, and very lively girl. Next day is Monday. I am at the trust office there. On Mondays I am there. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Phone rings. Jane wants Eresh on the phone. I go. I said, Jane, you're still here? She said, yeah, it's my last day. Yeah, what do you want? Well, it's very important and urgent for me that I must see you, at least for a few minutes now. I said, but you were there for 3 weeks. What's there left now? He says, no, it's very important. Yes, you please know that it is very important for my life. I said, yeah, what do you want? He said, I want a few minutes. I said, come at 3 o'clock, it's tea time. Are you there till 3? He said, yeah, I'm here. Okay, come at 3 o'clock, it's tea time. Come at 2:30, 3 o'clock is tea time. We can have half an hour. Have a cup of tea and then leave. So sure enough, she comes at 2:30. In the meantime, I'd forgotten that I had given the appointment. I'm so busy with my work and all that. I take her around. I said, make her sit down there. Yes, Jane, come on, speak. What do you want to say? So she keeps quiet. And I'm just, I said, Jane, there's no time. Come on, speak. So she doesn't speak at all. All that, when I insisted, please speak out. He said, all that I want of you is one more story about Baba. I said, are you crazy? 3 weeks passed by in the office, you want another story about Baba? Last story, and I told you that this is office hour, you know. It's not a place, you know, for Baba stories. You know. It's very important. Please tell me one, only one story, one more. She was such a person that she had never spared us. And I had almost exhausted all stories, you know, because she would be here lunchtime, afternoon tea time, no break, nothing of the sort. I said, now what story to tell her? This story that I told you about, that she was, by the way, a Russian girl, you know. Mm-hmm. So all of a sudden it popped out in my mind, you know, oh, this is not the one that I have told her, because I had forgotten that story for many years, you see. She said, all right, I'll tell you the story. So I narrated the whole story. And she listened, and she listened. Said nothing. She got up, kissed me, hugged me, said, thank you. I said, have a cup of tea and then go. She left. That's the end of the story. And she must have left. I don't know what happened. Next Saturday, my brother, lawyer Jack Small, comes.
Jack Small.
He's a lawyer, by the way. I said, yes. I said, yeah. Did you tell a girl to commit suicide? I said, what? What are you talking about, suicide? Tell a girl to commit suicide? For what? So, didn't you tell her? I said, who? What do you mean by it? Because I got a trouble in my heart. What happened? What happened to anybody committed suicide? I had completely forgotten all this. He said, didn't you tell Jane the story of committing? Oh, Jane, what happened? Has she committed suicide? No. And then he tells me the story, what happened. Sequel to that story, the new life. Tell Jack.
That was her last day. She was going to leave the next day, Tuesday. So I invited her out for dinner. It was the last day before she was leaving.
What was that, Gary?
Jane was her name. And it was her 21st birthday, which I didn't know at the time. And she was staying at Vivos, I think. So we had dinner at Vivos. I don't know where, someplace. So she told me that when she was an early teenager, like 14 or 15, she was very depressed, life had no meaning. And she made this resolve that if by her 21st birday, life didn't have any real meaning, she would commit suicide. And she hadn't forgotten this. All this time, she'd always held on that one thought by her 21st birthday. And apparently, even though she'd become a Baba lover and spent a number of weeks here, still, until that afternoon, when she heard that story of the true meaning of suicide, you know, it didn't all come together till then. And then, because of that story, then her life took a new turn, and she realized she could commit the real suicide.
So it has, the new life has impact on mind and heart. Yeah, it is true. Not a single ray of hope is there. It's her 21st birthday. So she must fulfill her vow, commit suicide. That was very important for her. And see how Baba helped us all. Helped me, helped her, helped us all here. The meaning of real new life is there. Not turn a page, not have a new chapter, have the new book. and for that, Juliet, it's a life of begging all throughout and wandering, begging for his love, wandering from place to place where his love could be had. All hardships, obeying all orders that he has given, you know, without any question why or what. All this, keep a cheerful front all the time, in spite of all the calamities that you have caused. Begin to live a new life. You follow?
Oh, yeah, thank you. That's a beautiful answer to my question.
If there is nobody to live the new life will live by
itself. Will live by itself.
Yes.
This is the meaning. There will come a time when nobody would want to live this new life. Nobody to live the new life means here. Millions of people. Is there anybody who would come forward to live the new life? Nobody is there. But new life continues to be there for anybody who dares to live is there. That's the meaning. So, but before that, well, I took it for granted that it must be his fancy. he wanted to test us whether we follow him through thick and thin and this. You know, all the conjectures were there. But what deep down, that's my point of view. I don't know, I may be wrong, but this is how I take new life to be.